a festival of competition in London. Men and women, disabled and able-bodied, there are even animals in the Olympics, although Mitt Romney's wife Anne's horse Rafalka did not make it into the medal round in the dressage competition yesterday. All in all, a celebration of egalitarian spirit and sport. For the first time, each competing country has both men and women competitors.
Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! Oh, it's incredible!
One of the best moments of the week there, the U.S. women's soccer team on their way to compete for gold. The U.S. men didn't do so well. No, and the U.S. men are not the standouts at the Olympic track and field competition this year either.
Sonia Richards-Ross takes over the lead and starts to pull away. Richards-Ross is going to win it.
Maybe it would help the U.S. quest for gold if men could field a team in, say, synchronized swimming. Create something of a new sports dynasty there.
My brother and I know it's not going to be easy. Men have never done synchronized swimming in a sanctioned competition in these countries.
Tough challenge, surely. Synchronized swimming is a women-only competition. And when comedians Martin Short and Harry Shearer proposed a men's team, it was a good joke more than 25 years ago.
Officially, it's got, you know, like zero acceptance.
I don't swim.
So, I mean, no, of course not. Nobody's just going to walk up and hand us a gold medal. Men's synchro isn't even in the Olympics yet.
But that's okay, because we could use the time.
Martin Short and Harry Shearer on Saturday Night Live poking fun at the idea of a male synchronized swimming team back in the mid-80s. But that's not so funny to you, George Gardner, eh?
It certainly isn't. It's really quite surprising that in 2012 we are still talking about gender equality, and it's the Olympics. What's going on here?
George Gardner joins us from Olympic-obsessed London to talk about the fact that there are male synchronized swimmers around the world who want this male ban on synchronized swimming to be relaxed enough to either have a male version of the competition or for men to compete with women. What do you propose, George?
It's quite a simple solution here. The IOC and FINA just have to recognize that it is discriminatory, that it is time that men were encouraged to participate in synchronized swimming. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. If you don't have something to work towards and there isn't an opportunity for men to participate and join a sport, then you simply won't have any men. And I think it would be really great to have some of the fantastic men's teams I've seen joining both nationally and internationally in the various competitions.
Where can you go to see these fantastic men's teams?
You can't.
Right.
there aren't many opportunities. We are the only synchronized swimming squad in the United Kingdom, which has men in the team. There are a couple of male squads in Europe, on the continent, but unfortunately not many of them. And if you go to the clubs, the synchronized swimming clubs, just lots of women, no men.
There are synchronized swimming clubs?
Oh, yes, it's quite a popular sport in the UK, as in probably most countries. Certainly in London, there are three or four clubs, and we do train in the same pools as them. And recently we did some of the skills-based courses that you have to do, which is very amusing when you've got a bunch of middle-aged men competing with seven, eight-year-old girls. But we did it, and it was fun. And
they don't say, get out of here, sport. What are you doing? You're in the wrong pool here.
We did have a couple of strange looks. And I have to say, the eight-year-old girl, they're pretty tough. They don't take any nonsense from anybody, and they're pretty competitive as well.
So, George, do you want to compete with women in the Olympics if the IOC would ever take this up here? And finally, how did we get to this situation? Why is it that synchronized swimming is a female-only sport?
Well, to answer the first question, I think I'm way too old and uncoordinated to even think about Olympic standard.
Never say never, George. Come on. It's Olympic week. Come on. Let's keep your spirit.
Okay, yes. I'm there. I'm ready for Rio. Let's go. Yes. It's been a long, slow battle. It's not both for recognition as synchronized swimming as a sport. It's taken quite a long time to get where it is. And obviously there's rhythmic gymnastics is the other Olympic sport, which is only open to women. It's, I guess, like any sport, it evolves. People do it. They get better at it. It moves away from the media as a television or film show and entertainment. And as the standard improves and increases, it becomes a sport. And trust me, it is definitely a sport.
All right. Well, and there's a long haul there. That's for sure. I would stay in the pool. Don't worry about the uneven parallel bars, George Gardner. Now, you are a synchronized swimmer, and your conversation here with me is part of your sense of the Olympic spirit. Did you happen to see the newspaper The Sun today?
I tend to avoid The Sun, but so I haven't seen it.
It's got a great headline, United Blingdom, it says, and it's got all those British golds on the front page there. Certainly a spirit seems to have infected every aspect of the UK, these Olympics, and the success that the British team is having. What do you make of that?
The Olympics in London have been and are fantastic. The Brits do an incredible job at organising big events, and this is a huge event. Everything from the sportsmen and women themselves through to the organisers and down to just the volunteers. Everybody is involved, getting behind it. The coverage is fantastic. It's wall-to-wall television, and we're thoroughly enjoying it.
So you guys are great at big events, and you've had, you know, less chance to do that since the Empire kind of was more of a footnote. So you got the Jubilee, you got the Olympics. What's next? What big event next? You could cater, I guess, a war between the U.S. and China.
You know, well, that's big. That's always a possibility, I mean, I guess.
We don't hope for something like that, of course.
No. I think we prefer to go for the more fun things. You know, in London certainly is rocking at the moment. Everywhere you go, people are either in the Olympic banners, you know, the official outfits, the volunteers or the officials, let alone the sports people. And then there are all the participants, the visitors. They're all proudly wearing their little badges to get in and heading off in, like, ants to
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. George Gardner, thanks so much. Olympic-obsessed London, but a very reserved and respectful George Gardner from BBC Broadcasting House, who also wants men to be able to compete in synchronized swimming. George, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.